Well, we return to St. Mark's Gospel this weekend from our five-week delving into the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel this summer. And we have this gospel about Jewish ritual laws and so on. And, I was thinking when I was reading it that you only need to watch two or three episodes of Leave It to Beaver to know that it's very important to wash your hands before eating dinner. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about hygiene. He's talking about faith and the practice of faith. God cares more about what happens on the inside of our lives than what happens on the outside, because God wants our hearts. And that's what Jesus is trying to explain to the Pharisees and to anyone who hears what he has to say. You know, it's quite possible to appear Christian on the outside while being perfectly selfish on the inside. We can go to Mass regularly, avoid sinful behavior in public, say prayers that people see us doing. We can do all those things exteriorly while constantly entertaining evil thoughts and self-centered desires in our hearts. And that kind of life, which is called hypocrisy, that can't last. That breaks down for us eventually. True followers of Jesus never can be satisfied with merely exterior piety. We can never consider ourselves superior to others just because our sins are, shall we say, less visible than their sins. But that's what the Pharisees did, and it blinded them to God's love. In fact, it tragically turned them into enemies of God. Now, let's get this straight, though. True religion does have exterior manifestations. We don't live it in a closet. We live it in public, our faith. It certainly has exterior manifestations, but those exterior manifestations are meant to flow from and give expression to what's here in our hearts. Because the heart is the place where we decide for or against our conscience, for or against God's will. Well, as Catholics, we want to strive to live a Catholic life and to be followers of Jesus, to be his disciples. And this means at least two things, just two things I want to talk about briefly. First, it means that we never stop trying to think, speak, and behave as Jesus Christ would want us to. It's not a question, you know, of eliminating all of our self-centered desires and sinful attitudes and words and actions all in one fell swoop. It doesn't work like that. You know, if we got ourselves into bad habits of sin, what does St. Thomas Aquinas say? He says, sinfulness and vice, it's like being in a ditch. And how did we get in that ditch? One shovel full at a time. And so to get out of that ditch, it takes one shovel full at a time to be rid of that bad vice, which bad habit is a bad vice that we carry. So rather, instead of thinking we're going to just do this all at once, it's a question of our ongoing efforts. You know, our spiritual life is kind of like a garden. And what does a gardener have to do? A gardener never just abandons the garden, but the gardener has to water and fertilize and protect the plants and weed on a regular basis. And we too then continuously strive to know Christ and shape our lives according to his standards on a regular basis. The second thing is, it means if we're going to follow Christ in all ways, it means accepting and embracing all of the church's official teaching and not just bits and pieces that we feel we can handle or that we like and ignore the rest. We have this phrase, cafeteria Catholic, where you pick and choose what church doctrines you'll believe and others you just kind of ignore. It's like choosing food in a cafeteria line. But I think we can do better than that. I know we can do better than that. And the way to overcome that thinking is to realize that being a follower of Christ means it's continuous conversion. Every day, no matter how old we get to be, it's continuous formation in our faith, of learning about our faith. And there's so many ways to do that today. I mean, it's just overwhelming, the help that is out there on the internet especially, and also in books that you could purchase or things. You know, we have always subscribed to form.org, and if you've never even gone on that website to see what it's about, you're really missing out on a lot. I think all of church teaching is there in multiple forms, for little kids that aren't even in school to people that are in their 90s or hundreds even, and everybody in between. Because those doctrines aren't optional for us to pick and choose from. They are part of the deposit of faith of what God Himself has revealed to us for our salvation. So when we come up to communion, we renew our commitment to follow Jesus Christ. I think you all know that, and we all agree. We receive communion to feed us as our spiritual food, but it's also a time that we make our commitment and renew our commitment to follow Christ. Well, let's do just that at this Mass, to renew our commitment to Him by telling Him how strongly we desire to live as heart-first Catholics, dependable, truthful, conscious followers of Christ, not Pharisaical hypocrites.